Some things in life are meant to fly, and others they were born to run. You can't tie them up and leave it, like the changing of the seasons. Good things they come and then they go. That girl is going, going, gone. So the Queen Consort, Camilla. It's not the Queen Consort, is it? It's Camilla. It's Camilla Parker Bowles. Camilla, the Queen Consort, is appearing on Antiques Roadshow. Now, if you don't know, this is a programme that's on in the UK. It's called the Antiques Roadshow. It's not where they drive around all the oldest people in the country and ask them whether they had anything to do with the death of Princess Diana. It's a programme where old relics are discovered and they are asked to take in any antiques they own to be valued. Lol. Isn't it funny to joke about being old? Because the good news is, it's not going to happen to me or anyone that I love. Anyway. The Queen Consort. Camilla Parker Bowles. Brings in a couple of old family heirlooms to be valued on the Antiques Roadshow. That's what's going to happen. Bit of fun, isn't it? No, not really. It's a smack in the face to the people that work all hours trying to make ends meet. While you, technically the actual Queen of England, getting stuff priced up as if the crown you wear at the coronation isn't actually priceless. No amount of money could buy it. Well, what are you going to bring in to get priced up? The crown jewels? Or are you actually going to do what we half expect you're going to do? Bring in something that's not worth very much? And they're going to say, that's only worth 300 quid. And you'll walk away like a woman of the people, eh? Yes. Yes, I'm struggling too. Struggling into my waiting horse and golden carriage. Back to actual Buckingham Palace. But the thing is, there's no winning for Camilla. Because she's not Diana, is she? Don't think she is, anyway. And whether or not she had anything to do with her death, you know? Did she buy Henri Paul the wine? We don't know. She will never be in the nation's heart. Like Diana. Because the thing is, there's only two things that you can't put a price on. The crown jewels and love. You can't buy love. Not proper love anyway. And you can't choose love. Love will just happen. You can't be blamed for who you fall in love with. So when you get it, hold on to it. Because it's the most precious thing. And you'll never need to get it valued. Because it's not for sale. And if you treat it well, it can be passed down. From dad to daughter, from grandma to son. And it is literally the one thing that will make you feel better. It'll even make you feel better when you're told that old coin you had, which you thought was going to be worth quite a few hundred, if not a few thousand, is literally worth fuck all. No matter. I've got you. Charles, my darling, love is all you need. That's love.